I'm John Batchelor, off to Mars. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black, the wind patterns of Mars. I enjoy wind patterns in the morning in New England. What am I going to learn from Mars? Bob, you've got an illustration here. What am I watching?
I've got two maps on Behind the Black from a paper that was written. Scientists use the orientation of a particular type of dune called crescent-shaped Barshan dunes. Those dunes are shaped the way they are because of the wind direction, the prevailing winds. So that tells you where the prevailing winds are, where those dunes are located. And they're located across the entire global surface of Mars. So these guys published two different global maps. One, a global map showing the middle latitudes, the equatorial latitudes up to about 60 degrees of latitude, and then a polar map of the North Pole. With arrows to show you where the global wind patterns are. And it's really cool. You can look at it and say, okay, and they've got some features including all the landers where they landed. And so you can see where the wind patterns are at these various lander locations, where they are relative to the volcanoes, how they are relative to the North Pole and its gigantic Olympia Unday dune sea, this gigantic sea that circles the North Pole, and how the winds affect its motion. And in fact, this map is really interesting because InSight is in a gap where there's very few winds. And that explains once again why it did not get a burst of wind to clean off its solar panel. The Opportunity is lots of winds, so that's why it survived. Same thing with Spirit, they had more winds. So this is just very cool, John. It just tells us we're learning more about the planet, and this will make it very much easier to understand images from the surface if you know where the prevailing winds are.
Ingenuity. Not only did it set a record for altitude, a new record, Bob. It wants to impress us again. Are we impressed?
Anything Ingenuity does at this point is impressive. It completed its 60th flight earlier this week. It flew, what is it, about 1,100 feet in a little over 2 minutes. At an altitude of 53 feet, but what was significant about this flight is it set a new speed record. It did that flight in just under, with a speed of just under 18 miles per hour. That's kind of cool, and it's continuing to move northwest parallel to the route that Perseverance will eventually travel. It's moving ahead of Perseverance. Perseverance is right now doing a drilling, core drilling campaign at a specific location, and so it's not going to move for a while. But Ingenuity still survives, and I've got a map up so you can see where they sit relative to each other.
Bob has taught me that science is doubt. Now there's doubt about superconductivity at room temperature. How much doubt, Bob?
Total doubt. In fact, this paper was a piece of junk, and it's being retracted. And it'll be the third paper retracted by the lead scientist on it. His name is Ranga Dias at the University of Rochester. He actually made threats to his co-writers if they asked for a retraction. They ignored him and submitted a letter to Nature saying, please retract the paper because the data is false. And it's amazing. He publishes a paper on room temperature superconductivity, which would be a major, major discovery and not expected. And he doesn't expect anyone to look closely at his data. His data was definitely fake, and it should not have been published, and it's now been retracted.
Giant Magellan Telescope. Is this good news, Bob? 30 seconds.
Yes, they're fabricating the seventh mirror, the last mirror for this giant telescope in Chile. It should be completed by the end of the decade. It's going to be completed well ahead of before even TMT gets started, which is really a tragedy since TMT is supposed to be operating first, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. The winds of Mars. Pretty soon I'll be able to ask a weather forecast from my favorite robot over here in the corner. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.